I'm Britt.
And I'm Rose, and we're
two black girls. 1-2. So
yes, welcome back.
Welcome back. We're here. We're here. You're here. It's already a party. Today we are talking about. We're gonna be all over the place. I'm gonna tell y'all right now where we begin is simply not where we're gonna end. That's all I can tell you. It's just not
as usual.
Exactly. That's just how it goes. So we're going to start off, though, talking about depictions of race in anime, like in the drawings, in their speech, like who did it well and who did not.
Who
just put it in there just because they was like, we're going to do something. We're going to put a little razzle dazzle in here. And the razzle dazzle was a racist stereotype. My goodness. I'm like, is this the only seasoning available?
No. Minstrel show.
Is it this or salt and pepper? Like, is it this or paprika? Like, there's nothing. This is the razzle dazzle. Cool, got it. So yeah. Rose has a list of who did it well, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And I have just like a hodgepodge list.
You have what?
I have a hodgepodge list. People are like, oh yeah, this is good. But then other things that I noticed that get out of the like, who did it well, who did it not binary, and just like really interesting things that I've noticed about how race comes across, but also how like nationalism comes across and like just conceptions of nation and unity and that sort of thing. So Rose, kick it off.
All right. So I'm going to kick it off with who I think did it well. And as you can see from my shirt, I'm starting with Taisei Kubo, the illustrator and storyteller of Bleach. He has multiple non-Japanese characters, right? And multiple Black characters in Bleach. Like Tosen, the Black captain, who's also blind. You remember who I'm talking about? He had like the dreads. He held multiple hairstyles, actually.
Did he?
You remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Let me tell y'all right now. Bar for bar, Rose remembers everything about Bleach, and if it's not about the black cat and the guy with the hat, I don't know nothing about it. Telling you, N-O-W. If I know about them, I don't know.
The cat and the hat couple.
That's right, what I call them.
We can even talk about that. Yoruichi. With that, I know when I was watching Bleach as a teenager, I was like, I love Yoruichi because she's a Black woman. But to be honest, now when I watch it again, I think she might have just been like South Asian or something. I don't know, but I like her because she's a brown lady and she's strong. I love Yoruichi.
Absolutely. When she stopped to take that out of that mouth, I really had a ball.
So strong. Love her. And then one of the Espadas, Halibel, her little trio sidekicks, one of them was a Black woman as well. And then you have the Black captain, Tosen. Yeah, he was a traitor, but he was also a captain.
And I'm not going to hold Bleach for that because it's not like he's the only traitor. We got Aizen. So I'm like, all right,
exactly.
Cool.
We got multiple traitors. People just flip-flop into different
It's a pancake. It's okay. It's the IHOP special and, over there. So I'm not going to hold them for the Black captain also being a traitor. They say, listen, inclusion looks like this. If you want equality, look. Nobody can be trusted.
Just saying, none of them can be. And then we got Chad with his Mexican grandpa, his abuelo. He talks about that towards the beginning of Bleach. And I'm like just watching it, I'm like, Taisei Kubo, kudos to you.
Yeah.
Because you really made sure like not every single person in this story was exactly the same.
Exactly.
As we see in a lot of other
shout
anime.
Out to Chad, yeah. Bro. That really dropped off for him.
Yo, love Chad.
Yeah, they stopped talking about his heritage pretty early on.
Yeah, it was just in the very beginning.
Right, they're just like, now you know,
but
we're moving on.
His powers are Spanish words.
Exactly.
So I think that's supposed to be like an ode to that. Yeah, which I feel I could appreciate on Taisei Kubo's part. Yeah, and that's kind of like this next character I'm going to talk about, Ogun from Fire Force. So like his name Ogun, I believe, is a Yoruba god. And so that was where the name came from. And all of his powers are named after like Yoruba words. So I'm like, this person did their research on like Nigerian culture, mm-hmm. and not just Nigerian, but Yoruba culture.
Love
to
that.
Give this character this kind of depth. Right. And when you see him drawn out, it's not like a stereotype. You know how we could see him like older anime, like Dragon Ball Z or something.
Wow.
They give him like these thick lips or yes. big nose and all this
his
stuff.
His
like,
lips look so pale. Looks like I'm just normal. Like, what the heck? What am I seeing?
Like, so pale.
It's really like why they're like drawing a baboon or something. I'm like, y'all didn't even hold nothing
I'm
back.
Like, yo. So annoying. But yeah, Ogun just looks like a regular black boy teenager, like the rest of them are just boy teenagers. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, and I like that. Like, they don't treat him some kind of weird way. He doesn't speak. And we're going to get into voices and the way they make these characters talk sometimes. We're going to talk about them a little bit. They don't make him speak like, yo, what's up, or anything like that. He's just regular child. And I'm like, I like this.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Actually did it right in Fire Force with Ogun. And then, of course, we cannot forget Canary from Hunter x Hunter.
Yo.
She is so cute. And so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's sweet, kind, strong, and like she looks like a little black girl.
She does.
Like her hair, her face, you know, it's definitely black features, but not in some type of caricature way.
Right, and just an honest right? way. Her hair is really thick. She got the quintessential black girl ponytails. We all had them at some point. Whether our hair was long enough for it or not, you gonna get these little ponytails.
It was there. You're gonna get them little ponytails. But they did it on her not in a way that looks like
crazy.
You know, like sometimes if someone tries to do it, yeah, to make it look crazy or something like that. It looks cute.
Yeah, because
and then her in her little butler outfit looking all nice and neat.
I love
and
Canary.
I love Canary. I love the way they drew her. I love her power. But the thing is, like, she's so strong, but they still made it like she's still a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she's still growing and she's mm-hmm. still learning, just like Gon and Killua.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she yearn to do? Protect Killua and be a friend.
Kid stuff.
Yeah.
As she should.
Yeah, kid stuff.
As she should.
Exactly. So I really think that Bleach, Fire Force, Hunter x Hunter are some good examples of doing it right. And we briefly mentioned this because you forgot about him, but you mentioned him.
Me?
Rocklock?
Yeah.
My Hero Academia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another good example.
Although I'll tell you, when I saw his name, when I saw his quirk was called Lockdown, I said, here y'all go again. I said, here y'all go again trying to lock the black man up.
But here's the irony. He's the one locking things up.
I know.
Up,
I can get behind it.
Locked down.
I can get behind it. At first, I was like, I can't trust y'all with nothing.
Who knows
if
that was what it was supposed to be?
But the irony is there. And those that get it, get it. And those that don't, carry on.
Yeah, they do. And he got a little baby. He's married with a child.
Mm-hmm. Love that for
and the
him.
Child looks just like him. And he's like, right. And he's got his happy wife and his cute little baby that look just like him. I'm like, there you go.
Love That's that. Good. So yeah, Rock like yeah. It, My Hero Academia did it well. Shout out to them.
Yeah,
which,
definitely.
You would hope, because they're a newer show. So you would hope that they wouldn't be out here making 1990s mistakes.
Right. That does remind me of another thing. But before I go into that other thing, I want to make a quick note tying back to like writing mm-hmm. and why those characters, like I gave those details about each specific character, but overall why that makes them a good representation is because they don't treat them as just a black character.
Mm-hmm.
They treat them as individuals, mm-hmm. right? Giving them individual personalities, individual traits, powers that might somehow be associated with like their culture, but nothing stereotypical right. about them. And that's what makes them good characters, because they're complex individuals, as people are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just throwing them in there to razzle dazzle, as you were saying, you know, just throw them mm-hmm. in there for a little spice or something.
Right.
As Britt's going to go down the list of some anime that do try to do that.
Nonsense.
But yeah. Yeah. The absolute nonsense. But when you're talking about My Hero being a newer anime and not doing what some other old ones do, I don't know if you've ever seen the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Have you seen the clip of Gojo fighting that black man?
No, I have not. Why?
Okay, in the comments, if you've seen this clip, definitely comment. Britt, I have to show you this clip. So it's Gojo fighting this black guy, right? Who's part of the villains, right?
Okay.
He's been recruited because he's really strong. And so Gojo and him are fighting. And Gojo's like, "You foreigner."
Oh no, not the white man, you not the white haired pretty man. Now I can't root for you no more.
Oh my gosh.
He said, "Let's get to the heart like, of the matter. You don't belong here.
You don't even belong here, okay? So we're going, you know, nationalism, xenophobia.
Yo.
People in the comments were like, he said that foreigner with a real hard E-R at the end. Because...
Sick. Not foreigner, honey.
You heard it, not foreigner. A foreigner. Get out. Gojo was having none of it.
Oh my goodness, this is a union. Go Gojo here, first of all.
First of all, I don't even know why you are mm-mm. here. Because if I thought this was a Japanese issue, sir, you don't look Japanese.
This is none of your concern. This is none of your concern.
Oh my goodness.
Yo. I have not seen that. Now I'm conflicted about cheering him? For this man. Now, see, this is why I gotta stay with Kakashi. I can't be over here with all these other random white hair, man. I just can't do it.
Oh my gosh. So funny. So funny.
Mm-mm.
Oh man.
I'm deceased. Speaking of the hard ER, the people who was skating on that line of moving in the hard ER aesthetic with their stereotypes. We all know it.
Mm.
So let's just say it. Naruto,
let's
Kishimoto,
get into it,
listen,
Britt,
listen.
Who
listen.
Didn't do it well? Mm-hmm.
Kishimoto, why? Listen, first you did it with these women talking about, I don't know how to write heroines. Then don't do it. And now you're doing it with these black characters. If you don't know how to do it, don't do it. Don't do it. Saying yo does not make you a black person. Rapping poorly does not make you a black person. It's an insult to hip hop that he was even out there walking around like he was. I was like, what are we talking about? What are we doing? Do a whole movement. And he's old enough, and his brother is old enough. Like his brother, like without getting like into what year it is, right? Like his brother looks old enough to have been kicking in the 80s when hip hop was getting started. His brother, I'd be pissed at the way he's talking. Like, you was there when hip hop was created and you over here standing for this nonsense? No, and then...
And if you guys never watched Naruto, she's talking about a character named Killer.
Yes, thank you.
Just saying that.
Thank you. Lord A over there just like, this is a regular day in the life. And his little brother out here making a mockery of hip hop. Ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. And then their big nose, big lip. And I'm just like, it's the way. It's the way. Cause I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I don't mind a wide nose. I have a wide nose. They're beautiful. It's the way that you draw them that makes them. It's the way that you draw them and then what you have them do, right? So like, I don't remember Canary's nose being particularly wide, but even if it was, the rest of Canary's character is just that of a child. Like, she just wants things that children want. Killer B got the wide nose, big lips, and walks around speaking in rap. So I'm just like, now I can't trust. Now I can't trust any of the things.
Oh, I can't.
That you like the whole well is poison for me. Now I can't give you the benefit of the doubt with these stereotypical features and stress that you just mean to diversify the representation and illustration. I can't trust that now because you got this man walking around here sounding stupid and it's just a normal part of his character. And then meanwhile, he's the butt of every joke. He's the butt of every joke. Everyone knows he sounds silly. And here come Naruto having to, I don't know, try to rap to communicate with him. I'm like, so now this black man don't speak good English. And now you got to have this little white boy that got it out the mud. You know. But this little white boy that got it out the mud got to come and talk to him. Poor person to outcast. And I'm just like, what? There's a lot going on here. If you're audio only, I'm clapping. There's a lot going on here that I just feel like is irrelevant. And then he's one of the most powerful Jinchuriki out there. Anyway, so I'm like, so you have him being the most powerful and the most ignorant. We could get into that, but we're just going to put it out there for y'all. We have one of the most powerful Jinchuriki, second only to Naruto, the butt of a joke. Just silly in every way. So I like the Cloud Village. I love that they're there. But it just bothers me that I can't really trust the representation of them because of the way that Killer B acts. It's really like Kishimoto was like, I just need one. I just need one that I can pour all of my stereotypes into. One. Come on, y'all. Give me that one.
He was like, let me just do this one time.
And then
like,
I promise I'll be good.
So that's the one we'll be ready. They'll be normal.
But just give me this one to show them what they're really like. Yeah. So that's why with Naruto, I can't give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I love the cloud is there. I'm grateful that B is the only one who acts like that. But it's the fact that it felt appropriate for him to put him in there like that at all that bugs me. And then love as opposed to someone like Rock Lock, who is just like, out here being a hero with a family and he's black. And I'm not saying that like, I don't see color because I don't believe in colorblind ideology. It's just a different kind of racism. But I do appreciate bringing in culture mindfully because culture does influence people. Like we're not saying that it doesn't. But we're saying when you make the color of their skin, right, the color, their personality, and then you have these stereotypical half-baked nonsense interactions with parts of their culture, like rap, and make a mockery of something that, like, high-key, like, means a lot to a lot of people. Like hip-hop is a global phenomenon because of Black people, African-American artistry. So then to take that, drop it in the middle of Japan, to say nothing of the way that Asian countries be eating off Black culture, being racist the entire time. Like, we don't have to get into that, but we could. So to see that then in Naruto with this Black man in Japan rapping badly and being made fun of for it, I'm just like, that's really funny because I don't know. I see a lot of like in Korea, they're eating this up. And getting millions of views for dancing to rap songs. I don't know. Like, one Asian country is not the same as another. I'm just saying there's a little bit of tension between, like, the Asian community and Black people. It feels a little tone deaf for you to play that game, Kishimoto. It just feels like it wasn't worth it. It just feels like worth it.
Yeah, and I think what makes it that much more like a slap in the face, being like, you know, Black girls or Black people who love anime and watching something like Naruto, which is like, you know, top anime consumed, right? Is that Killer B's like our first brown or Black character in Naruto. He's the first one that comes out on the scene, and that's Naruto. What you give us from, you know, from the jump. Like, if we were introduced
right.
to Lord A first,
right, real rude,
you know, and he's like, you know, this strong commander
different.
Of the whole Cloud Nation, we're like, dang, look at this strong black man with the cornrows taking command of a whole nation, you know, and then
Hello.
You got this stupid, goofy little brother who's actually not that little, he old, but, you know, who's
right. I'm like, and this is a grown
right.
man. Sure, he could have been around when hip-hop
like,
was created. Like,
right,
he's
right.
not a child.
You know, if it was done that way, then I could be like, eh, I still don't really like that about Killer B, but at least that wasn't my introduction to, like, black or brown people in the world of Naruto.
Black people
you know what
in
I mean?
Naruto.
So, yeah, exactly. yeah. And I do
yep.
like how you made the point that, yes, culture influences people, you know, in the way that they behave or the way that they speak or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but your color isn't your personality. And going back to, like, you know, like, what's his name? Chad, like I mentioned before, like his abuelo. And when
yep,
you should
exactly.
go meet him, he's like, Chad, why are you, like, so strong and why are you, like, standing up for me and all this type of stuff? And he's like, well, I learned that from my abuelo and he gave me
mm-hmm.
this necklace, he's from Mexico
mm-hmm.
and he da 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 da, right? And so it tells us how these things that
mm-hmm.
he grew up with influence the way that he is, and I like that. Killer B, I don't
right.
even know where he learned rap music, because nobody else really seems to know about it in Naruto's world. Where the heck
Yo,
did that come from?
And on, like, a writer note, that's kind of weird. Right, I'm
that
like, that's just
from?
Weird.
It
that's
is
just inconsistent.
Who else is saying the word yo? Where did you learn that word, Killer B?
Exactly. And speaking of the word yo, I'm gonna hop off Kishimoto's neck for now. But just so you know, my foot and Kishimoto's neck are well acquainted. Like, I have lots of different beefs with the way that he carry himself. Not in IRL, but, like, some of the stuff he does as a writer, I'm just like, nonsense, bro. Like, but in general, I'm just like, yo, not for nothing, Naruto is an amazing creation. I don't think anyone can take that from you. And also, some of the things you did and continue to do were wild. Were wild from a craft perspective and were wild from just a human, why would you do that perspective. So that's just a little teaser. We're going to get back to Kishimoto. Thank you so much for the creation of Naruto. And also, we do have questions, concerns, and comments. But off of what Rose was saying about, like, who else says yo, I definitely am not saying that, like, I'm not saying that no one else in Naruto does. But I feel like I recently started rewatching Naruto. And I feel like Kakashi has, like, dropped down from a tree and been like, yo. As, like, a hello. So I'm not saying that no one ever says the word yo, but it's really not just yo. It's really the way that yo is supposed to be part of
yeah.
his coloring. Like, and it's really color, because if it was culture, everyone would say it. And that's where I'm just like, it may seem that we're just, like, taking, like, a little molehill and making a whole mountain, but I'm like, but these are the questions that a writer would ask when they're creating an entire people. It does not make sense for one person to be saying something that no one else says. And that's why I'm just like, yo for Killer B versus Kakashi. Like, his yo is really just about his color, because he says it more than anybody else does. It's not just a greeting or a salutation. It's part of his punctuation. And that's not the case for anyone else. So then where did he learn it from? Because language is part of culture, and culture is a living thing. It's passed on. Who passed it to him? Because no one else is saying this. And if he was ostracized and outcast, then did he meet someone who spoke like this? I don't, like, it just doesn't make any sense. And the fact that it gets flattened down to, oh, it's because he's brown, is my
yeah.
issue with Killer B. There's no development of him as a being, as a carrier
yeah.
of culture. I think that's a super disappointing missed opportunity to develop the Cloud as more than the token group of brown people in the show. And I really hate it. But somewhere that I think is interesting to go from there is back to like, yo, so this sports anime called Kuroko's mm-hmm. Basketball, or the basketball which Kuroko plays, depending on where you've seen the title, there, obviously the main character's name is Kuroko, but he has a teammate who's like a super close secondary character, sort of like co-stars with him, at least in the sense of like, and the game is just as important as Kuroko, and his name is Taiga. And he grew up in America, and he, like, it's a super big thing. Like, oh, he's from like where basketball was invented, da, 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 da. And Taiga is mm-hmm. Japanese. It is known that he's Japanese. Mm-hmm. He just grew up in America and learned basketball through playing street ball. And the way they distinguish Taiga from the other characters who grew up in Japan is through the way that Taiga talks. And he also is a fan of the word yo. Now, what is ironic is it makes more sense for Taiga to be saying yo than it does for Killer B. That's the gotcha. Because Taiga actually could have been around someone who said it. You know what I mean?
Learning American English,
Killer B were like...
an opportunity for African American vernacular exposure. Right.
Exactly. Whereas with Killer B, we're like, I don't know, question existing. But for Taiga, his whole part, like, the writers of Kuroko's Basketball, it's like more than it being a depiction of like racial diversity, it's more like mm-hmm. national diversity. And what's interesting mm-hmm. is that they basically, the way Taiga talks is basically like, and not like a Black person in a stereotypical way, but just like he is using Black English, like in the, which is its own language. And he's with the yo, he's with the like, very just, let me see, how do I want to describe it in a way that's not stereotypical? Or maybe it is like he Taiga speaks like you would expect a stereotypical Black person to speak, not in an ignorant way. So it's not insulting. Killer B is insulting because it's just like y'all just made him to be incorrect and silly. Taiga's not incorrect or silly, but he speaks like you would expect a Black person to speak. And he speaks it very comfortably. But then when you see where he grows up and you see like some of his friends, it's not like it's a bunch of Black people. Like, I don't remember seeing any just like staple Black person in his life. So I'm just like, where did you learn this from? Now, because Black culture so impacts America and it gets absorbed through the mainstream, there are many places where Taiga could have heard that from. But the fact that he is speaking in a recognizably Black vernacular where we don't see Black people around him, we see flashbacks of where he grew up, just like okay, so what in Japan is it just like to be America is to be Black? Now I'm sure that's not what they think, but when I look at like what exactly is said to be American culture, what is shown as American culture is a lot of Black culture. Black people just don't get credited for that. You know what I mean? So when they're saying like, oh, Taiga is the guy from America, it's not surprising that he is speaking a lot of like Black vernacular. He's speaking a lot of Black vernacular because it's not formal Black language. Like he's not using the B in the way that Black people use B. He's not really speaking Black language. If you study Black language and know the rules and the grammar of Black language, he isn't doing that, which is why I'm like, I want to be careful how I say it, because he's not speaking Black language, but he is speaking Black vernacular, right? Like those slang words, the less formal, more casual terms.
Yeah.
He is speaking those very comfortably, and there's no one around him in the flashbacks that we see like showing that. It's just like everyone is just speaking it like it's a naturalized way that Americans speak when it's not. Yeah. And so I think that for me gets into depictions of different like nations or countries beyond color, just like how like whose culture is prevalent enough to be deemed the representative culture of an entire nation, whether or not those people get credited, whether or not that culture is actually the nation's culture, right? Which is like whether or not Black culture is synonymous with American culture. That is the depiction that gets shown when we see not just Black people in anime, but people who are supposed to be from America taking up particular components of Black culture without question, without citation.
Yeah, that's it's like that's so interesting about with Kuroko's basketball inside this character and it you know everything you just said like the consumption of American culture like America is so popularized right with music with movies with all of this stuff and so when creating a character like Taiga who's grew up in America to see that his language is heavily influenced by Black American vernacular, you know, that speaks volumes of like what is American pop culture to on a global scale, you know?
And I'm just like, why? Exactly. That's and we don't have to stay on that any longer because I feel like I've already said enough about it. But I do. It's interesting because when you want to talk about race in anime, it's not just about race. It's also about culture, which is why I'm just like, it's a missed opportunity for Killer Bee to really just be functioning as a color, as opposed to functioning with culture. Whereas with Taiga, there is no color, but we do see culture. We see it only through the lens of like whiteness and non-blackness. But it's interesting those two, though, to juxtapose those two examples of Killer Bee and Taiga, two people who are in different ways referenced to Black culture, but Black culture in neither one of those examples is well engaged.
We're present.
Exactly, rendered invisible, which is why I think
It's
the
not.
example of the superhero whose like powers are inspired by Yoruba and that cosmology is so important as an example. And even in like Chad, right? Like people who are non-white, who are non-Japanese, really getting to have a full character development. So hard.
Honestly, it is really hard to find that the absence, yes, in the absence of like Black culture or the development of any other culture outside of like Japanese culture or like whiteness. And I think that that's a good point to make because a lot of anime that we see have in depth, you know, of the Japanese culture, which granted, of course, anime is Japanese, right? So it's great exploring that world. But then we also see a lot of anime that explore like European inspired worlds, right? Like Fairy Tale or Burn the Witch or everyone's favorite, what's it called? Attack on Titan, right?
Full Metal
So like
Alchemist.
these white characters. Full Metal Alchemist, right? They're like German.
Right.
And so it's like Attack on Titans, the German type of inspiration. And what's interesting is that when you see these characters who are supposed to be European or white, they don't look much different from the characters
Twins.
that we see that are supposed to be
Exactly.
Japanese. You said twins?
Same humans.
And so, yeah, right. So it leads to the question of like, why do these Japanese anime characters have these whitewashed features, right? And I found this article, and in the article, we'll link it so you guys can check it out if you want to. It says that the Japanese see anime characters as being Japanese, and it's Americans who think that they're white. Why? Because to them, white is the default human being. To illustrate his point, he includes this image. Most Americans will look at the image that's in the thing and see a white person because he argues Americans see white as the default. And I mean, I think maybe there is a little truth to that, that as Americans we're kind of taught that the person that we see or the default human being, right, in stories is a white man or a white woman, right? All the stories that we grew up with are centered around white people. But I don't think that's the case when it comes to anime, that it's just us Americans who have that as a default. To be honest, I think on a global scale, many people, right, around the world have been exposed to a lot of white stories, right? Colonization did not just happen here in America. Colonization happened everywhere. These Europeans were all up in Asia. They were all up in Japan, right? So I think the exposure to whiteness in general has influenced the way that anime depicts their characters. And if I'm wrong, I want to pull up some examples. Why does Full Metal Alchemist, what's his name, Ed? Why does he look not that much different from what we see in like Naruto, who's supposed to be from
the Japanese? They got the same corn silk hair. Right?
Naruto Uzumaki. Look, just saying. I even got, I don't know if you watched this show called Tomo-chan is a Girl. Super
I've
cute.
I've heard
it's
of
really
it.
Cute. But there is, it is so cute. There's this girl in there who's literally from England. Like she's a little white blonde haired girl. And her face features her skin color, not much different, if there is any difference, from any of the Japanese girls in the school that she goes to, right? The only thing that separates her is the color of her hair, which is blonde. But as we've seen in many other anime, there are so many different Japanese characters with blonde hair, like in Tokyo Avengers, where we have Mikey and Dragon. Yeah. You know, like all of that. So I don't think that it's just us Americans who see white as a default. I think that it's very clear that whiteness has influenced the way that a lot of these characters are drawn or depicted, whether intentionally or not. It's just there, right? And it's just something that I think is obvious to us when we see these different characters. Because I mean, when you know, you brought up Canary earlier, before, and you were like, I don't know if she had a wide nose or not, but we know her characteristics as was as a child, right? Like in her personality. And I like looking at the way they draw anime characters. So Canary, she didn't have a wide nose, but the way they drew her nose was different from Gon or Killua, right? Gon or Killua had like a very pointy, sharp nose like that. And the way they drew her face on, like, it's like two little, like, to make it look a little wider, right? And, like, little marks for nostrils, right? So you could tell her nose is shaped differently, right? Not necessarily bigger, but shaped differently. And so I'm like, if you could take the time to do things to make a character seem, you know, African-American or some other kind of Asian ethnicity or Mexican or some other type of Latino character, you could definitely take the time for a white character too. And then there will be times where you see one who looks blatantly white, but they're not. They're supposed to be Japanese. And so it's like, it's a little like, okay, yeah, you know, it's just interesting and curious why that's a thing. And I do think it's because of this exposure to whiteness and European-centered storytelling for centuries.
100% agree. And on that note, we're going to let y'all live. I do want to hear you all's thoughts on the article, on the similarity between character illustrations, regardless of race, whatever your thoughts on this episode, we want to hear them as long as they're respectful. Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to continue this conversation on Instagram, go on our page, 2BLK Anime Girls, and look for a snippet of this episode in our reels. Let us know your thoughts there.
For sure. Next week, we are moving on from race and culture, and I want to get into the absolute catastrophe, the intriguing coding, the candid, if unfortunate, comedy that is color in anime. not for different cultures, for Japanese cultures. How color be its own punchline out here. Y'all don't want to miss that silliness. Until then, drink water.
And mind your business. Bye. Bye. Ooh.